The saying is as old as English common law. A man's home is his castle.
They say a man's home is his castle.
But that comes from a time when people weren't selling their castles every few years and buying a home wasn't a gamble.
And he's like a king on a throne.
These days, even lords are trying to unload those castles so they don't have to pay for maintenance and taxes.
And letting someone else own the castle while you rent a small turret may sound like a good idea.
It may be a shack down alongside the track, but everything in it is on.
Then again, when you're a tenant, you can't dig a moat around a rental property. Buyers beware. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
So, rent to own or own to rent? Which direction is your life going? Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 10th.
And that's a question that Sarah Hurley has already decided. Good morning and congratulations to relatively new homeowner Sarah Hurley. Good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of a deal did you get on this? Would you say great, fantastic, good?
We, for the neighborhood, got a pretty fantastic deal.
And this was a foreclosed home?
It was a short sale.
And why did you end up deciding that this was the time to buy?
Well, we had done it right at the end of the Obama tax credit when the interest rates were really low. But what we found is that it took 4 months to close, so the interest rates really changed during that process.
Ah, I see. So we're going to talk more about the changing rates on homes and when it's good time to buy with Sarah Hurley in just a moment.
Taking advantage of the recession and the few people who actually can. But let's take a check of the morning's top news stories. We go around the world now. The deluge of rain hitting parts of Asia, making life difficult for rescue workers. In northern China, the death toll from a massive landslide went up to over 700 this morning. Rescue workers are still searching through the mud for survivors. 1,100 people estimated to be missing. In Pakistan, stranded flood victims are desperately calling into a radio helpline. This is what one of the helpline hosts told our partner, the BBC.
The helicopters are coming hovering around the sky. They are dropping some food, but that's a dry food, and that has gone either in the mud or in the water, so no use to us.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's president is being criticized for being on a foreign trip during much of the flood disaster. Jury selection begins today in the trial of the youngest citizen detainee at Guantanamo Bay. Military officers will decide the fate of Canadian Omar Khadr. Earlier, we spoke to the Toronto Star's Michelle Shepard, who's covering the case in Cuba.
We've had a pool of potential military jurors flown in from bases all over the world here, and they'll be questioned today, and we'll get a selection of a minimum of five of them to serve for the jury.
The case is historic. It's the Obama administration's first war crimes trial, and Khadr was just 15 when he was captured in Afghanistan 8 years ago.
Away from Guantanamo, the big military news today is all about cutbacks. Defense Secretary Robert Gates wants to save the Pentagon $100 billion over 5 years.
The culture of endless money that has taken hold must be replaced by a culture of savings and restraint.
Gates proposes closing down a command center in Virginia, scaling back on military contracts, and reducing the number of admirals and executive positions. And a federal jury in Hawaii has convicted a former B-2 stealth bomber engineer of selling U.S. military secrets to China. He faces life in prison. And the Federal Reserve will face some key decisions at the meeting today. Interest rates have bottomed out, so options like printing more money or kickstarting its own economic stimulus will likely be on the table, and that will probably move the markets. Asian and European markets are down, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,698, the S&P at 1,127, the NASDAQ at 2305. Well, we're going to take a closer look at the recent natural disasters that we've seen. Flooding in Pakistan, the drought in Russia, and in China a flood as well, mudslides. Is this a sign of global warming? We'll talk with environmentalist Bill McKibben.